With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Severe weather plagues the Midwest and the South as people continue to be reported to be injured and some killed in relation to the storms. Tennessee Governor Bill Lee says residents should expect dangerous storms to continue into tomorrow.
This is a multi-day severe storm that has already produced tornadoes, heavy rains, flooding across the state, hail. There is damage from all across West Tennessee into Middle Tennessee.
The wild weather could continue to bring flash floods across the nation's midsection into the weekend. Also at SRNnews.com, stocks plunge once again as the Dow drops over 2,200 points. Correspondent Seth Sutel explains why the financial markets are spooked.
The big reason is that tariffs were announced by China in response to the big volley of tariffs that President Donald Trump announced. What markets are worried about is that this escalation could just keep going. And Europe has not even said what they're going to do. We also don't know how long these tariffs are going to last. The hope on Wall Street was that these tariffs were basically a negotiating tactic and that they would be pulled back as soon as negotiations started. Markets cannot stand uncertainty, and they're getting a ton of it right. They respond to uncertainty by selling off, which is exactly what you're seeing, and running for safety. The Fed Chair Jerome Powell mentioned that the tariffs could result in inflation.
Not even a better than expected report on the job market was enough to stop worries about the escalating trade war possibly causing a recession. The price of oil slid to its lowest level since 2021. The president says his trade policies will never change despite sending the global economy into a tailspin by announcing tariffs. He's spending the weekend at his private clubs in Florida. Israeli strikes have killed more than a dozen people in the Gaza Strip as Israel sends more ground troops into the Palestinian territory to ramp up its offensive against Hamas. This is SRN News. Jews around the world are preparing to celebrate Passover.
It begins at sundown on Saturday, April 12th, and will run through the end of April 20th. Passover is one of the biggest holidays on the Jewish calendar, marking God's protection of his people in Egypt when he unleashed the angel of death on the firstborn sons of that country. Jews might well be meditating on deliverance in these troubled times, with anti-Semitism on the rise and Israel fighting a war against Muslim terrorists on its border. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge has temporarily blocked a Montana law that bars men from using women's restrooms in public buildings. District Court Judge Shane Venata says the measure, which Republican Governor Greg Gianforte signed last month, would deprive transgender people of their constitutional right to equal protection under the law. The governor's spokesman, Kitlin Price, says that the Gianforte will defend this law. You'll find more on these stories, plus breaking news and headlines at srnnews.com. Four space tourists are back on Earth after orbiting over the poles.
Their SpaceX capsule splashed down in the Pacific off the Southern California coast on Friday. Bitcoin investor Chun Wang bought the 3.5-day flight for an undisclosed price and invited along a Norwegian filmmaker, a German robotics researcher, and an Australian polar guide. The four rocketed into a polar orbit earlier this week from NASA's Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Their capsule was outfitted with a domed window that provided a stunning 360-degree view of the poles. John Scott reporting.
Industry groups representing hundreds of chemical and petrochemical manufacturers are seeking blanket exemptions from federal requirements to reduce emissions of toxic chemicals such as mercury, arsenic, and benzene. The request by the American Chemistry Council and the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers comes as the Trump administration offers industrial polluters a chance for exemptions from rules imposed by the EPA. This is SRN News.